Deep Water by Jason Forrester. There's something captivating about the blue ocean waters of the Hawaiian Islands. I find myself drawn there every year. Same time, same place, same killer waves. I love to surf, and the pipeline on the north shore of Oahu has been my surf destination for the past 7 years. This ultra-steep takeoff and huge barrels, it's a force to be reckoned with. It's not for the faint of heart or the average weekend surfer. You need to be in top physical condition to ride these monster breakers, or they'll probably be your last. So as I was preparing for my last run of the day, I was completely unprepared for what was about to happen. It was Saturday, and I was just preparing to paddle out for my final run of the day. The weather was beautiful, I mean, picture perfect, like those fancy travel brochures and postcards. Blue skies, mild temperature, a cool breeze coming off the Pacific. I was about the last of a half dozen surfers left on the beach, all of us trying to catch one more perfect wave. I slip my board into the surf and I make my way out to deeper water. I'm about 20 yards offshore when I notice a young woman about 20 feet from me heading in the same direction. I was completely taken aback by her. She's beautiful. And so much so that I couldn't take my eyes off her. Her body glistened like a bronze statue. Her long dark hair lay flat on her back and ended in this beautiful V-shape right at the top of her taut bottom. Her breasts were just aching to jump out of her tiny bathing suit. I could feel myself throbbing against my board. I had to stop paddling to shift my weight to a more comfortable position. I nearly fell off my board when her voice broke the silence. She asked me if I was just going to float there like a rubber ducky or get my ass over there and catch the next wave with her. I just grinned and paddled up to her. We sat on our boards and made idle conversation. You know, introductions, what we did for a living, blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't help but notice the way her eyes would shift from my face to my crotch. It was painfully obvious that we were attracted to each other. She paddled up next to me real close and leaned in. "You ever screwed on a board?" she asked me. I couldn't believe my ears. It was like something right out of Penthouse Forum. Before I could even reply, her hand was making its way down the front of my suit. She pulled me in close and kissed me passionately while stroking my now completely erect cock. It was a little awkward trying this in open water on separate boards, so I suggested she climb over onto mine. She thought this was a great idea, and before I knew it, she was straddling my board. I tugged on the string to her top, releasing her breasts into my hands. As I gently squeezed her nipple, she cooed with delight, tightening her grip on me. She pulled her top off, and then to my amazement, she stood right up on the board and slid off her thong. She was completely shaven, with just a little patch north of her erect clit. She sat back down, and it was now my turn. I jumped up, and no sooner than do I grab the drawstring of my suit than I take a header right into the surf. She, of course, found this completely humorous and held me back on the board, minus a pair of shorts and a little bit of humility. We slid our bodies close together. With her hands behind my neck, she swung her legs over my thighs and teased her clit with the head of my cock, gently rubbing in an up and down motion. It drove her crazy as her hips bucked wildly on me. I slid inside her in one motion and buried myself as far as I could go. She bit my ear and flicked her tongue around the lobe of my ear, bodies moving fluidly with each thrust. The sun was just setting behind us, casting an eerie, fiery glow on us. Her stomach was warm and smooth against my skin. God, I loved the way she felt against me. Her head swung back and her back arched, thrusting her breasts towards the sky. I grabbed them and I sucked on each nipple. She crossed her legs behind me and started to move her hips wildly. I could hear her breath quicken as she neared an orgasm. She started telling me to fuck her. She just turned me on something fierce. I pushed harder and deeper, and each time she yelped with delight, I came hard, my whole body shivering with each expulsion of warm liquid. She shuddered and then slowly milked every last drop from me with the muscles of her pussy. I nearly collapsed on the board. We stayed in each other's arms as the sunset and night came down on us. I asked her for her number. She just told me she'd see me again same time next year. Man, I'm looking forward to that. I really am.